Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Happy 4th of July!
Happy 4th of July, guys.
Welcome to the fake news on 4th of July.
Yeah.
This is the show that Colin Kaepernick doesn't want you to see. This is the pussy that Justin's going to be fucking tonight. Hold that up.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, a little 4th of July asshole.
We're having fun tonight.
A little rusty sheriff's badge. If you're not subscribed on YouTube, you should be. Because you got to see what Disgusting Justin's showing. DJ is what we're calling you now. Disgusting Justin, thanks DJ. For coming, brother.
Yeah, man, for sure.
We appreciate having you out in Wilmington, North Carolina. D'Anthony, you look more excited than you usually do. Here's why.
I tell you why. Because I walked down to the harbor in Wilmington this morning, and I dumped about 40 pounds of Lipton tea.
Showed those tea bags, sons of bitches.
There's a bunch of sugar in that, though.
It's just
I know that's great, like for the harbor. I mean, and this also isn't the harbor. This is fucking Wilmington.
It's a cave.
Weird flex, but okay.
You don't know what I'm talking about. So, the second thing that I'm super amped up about is what was it? Alex Morgan scoring that goal and then
sipping the tea
with the pinky up to mock England.
Yeah,
super funny.
Yeah, big fan of that. Big fan of the U.S. women's team. They're playing in the championship on Sunday.
Sunday,
correct? Yes. What time is that game?
I don't know yet.
I'll look that up. 3 p.m. EST.
We love England, by the way, and all of our UK brethren, but we are going to talk about shit because it's our fucking birthday.
Sorry. That was the second time you've lost, right around the fourth. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom. Sorry, England, for another loss. Oh, 250.
They don't have
years
a good
later?
Record in July.
No, they don't. They really don't. Jesse Wiseman, you look lovely.
Oh, thank you very much.
Those are very festive. Where did you get those little alien beakers?
At my favorite place, Hobby Lobby.
Oh, no one loves a good Hobby Lobby more than the Jables.
Dat Lobby Life.
Yeah, hashtag Dat Lobby Life.
I think it's Lob Life. They've shortened it now because of the character limits on Twitter. So it's Lob Life.
Oh, sure.
But I got it. I mean, the message is clear.
Justin, being Mexican, what does this day mean?
Dan and I are going to fight today. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Again, I'm half white, half Mexican, and like if I get pulled over,
do you celebrate only the white side today?
Oh fuck yeah, brother! If I see any Mexicans around here, I'm going to fucking kick them in the face.
Yeah, you're going to build that wall around them, dude. You'll make them sit there.
Yeah.
You'll go to Ace Hardware, buy a bunch of bricks, cement, build a wall around
them.
They'll
wake up and they'll be like, "Why are you doing this essay?" And I'll be like, "Happy 4th, bitch."
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
see you
tomorrow. Happy 4th, puto. You're being deported. They'll be like, "I was born here."
You weren't.
This is America.
Yeah.
Build the wall. And tomorrow, dude, tomorrow, it's on the 5th, right? It's actually my mom's birthday tomorrow. And she's Mexican.
Happy birthday,
tomorrow,
Mom.
I'm going to be fucking Mexican.
Full on Mexican.
Vato loco.
Yep. Yeah, Feliz cumpleaños, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say?
Vaya con Dios.
Is it a quinceanera for her tomorrow?
Every day is her quinceanera.
Okay, it's great.
My mother.
Yeah.
But no, that is the 15-year, the girl's coming of age, right?
Gotcha.
It's in Mexican culture, it's when the woman is supposed to lose her virginity to one of her cousins.
Oh. Is that real?
That's all made up.
Man, I actually choked on my own drink. I was like,
come on, bro.
You're like, this is America, build the wall. And I'm like, first of all, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. you are and you're not. I want to give a shout out to Richard Danoff, by the way, who sent in to the P.O. box some American Pie apple pie cider.
American Pie, right? American Pie is apple pie.
It is, right?
Yeah.
With a little checking on
a sliced piece of cheddar on top of it. Do you guys like apple pie with cheese on it? Have you had that?
I've had it with Philadelphia cream cheese.
Ooh, no. So warm apple pie with a thin slice of cheddar cheese on top.
Okay.
Is the most American thing you can do with your life.
But apple pie is American pie, right?
You're talking about the pie he fucked in that movie?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes.
Good. So, Richard Danoff, thank you for sending in a pie you more than likely fucked, converted into liquid form, and then put it in a bottle and shipped it on down here.
So instead of stomping grapes, he fucked these apples to death.
Correct. Cheers to you, man. We've been getting fucked up off this all morning.
It's very tasty.
If you haven't subscribed to the show on YouTube, please do. We went live with the hot dog eating competition. Joey Chestnut downed 71 dogs. Impressive, but not a record. I'm disappointed.
I think we all are.
Yeah. Afterthoughts. Let's start with you, Jesse Wiseman.
Yeah, if that's why, if you guys are noticing our energy is just a little bit low right now, we're really disappointed in Joey, in America. Wait, what?
Well, no, I don't know. Hashtag dat dog life. It was not achieved for Chestnut today.
Yeah.
Justin, athlete to athlete, one to one, champion to aspiring champion is what you hope to be one day. What did you think of Chestnut's performance?
I mean, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
No, I'm kidding. Exactly.
I mean, again, if we are taking the athlete concept seriously, I mean, fuck, I can't eat 71 hot dogs. That's always where I put myself because people for fighting will be like, fucking pussy, glass jaw. And you're like, brother, how many fights do you have? So that's where I get bitter. So guaranteed, if he were listening in right now, right, which I'm sure he is because we supported him, he supports
he's
us.
He's obviously supporting us.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed, brother. You should have eaten more hot dogs, you piece of shit. You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? If you're listening, brother, if you're listening, go ahead and eat this. No, I'm kidding. And not the gun. I'm talking about
joking,
the
bullet. Joking, Joey.
I'm kidding.
Sorry.
I'm kidding, man. It's fucking, dude, I can't do that shit. It's great, man.
Yeah.
Right?
This was your first time, right?
Yeah.
Seen it.
You broke your dog virginity.
Yeah.
And what'd you say? What do you think in your mind you could probably get down in the same way that they do it?
9 inches.
Yeah.
Nine inches of dog.
No, bro. Honestly, if I tried that, I could probably get down like fucking 8 or 9. Not right? Shit. Not even, dude. In ten minutes? Are you fucking kidding me?
One dog a minute you couldn't do?
Come on. You could do what dog
bread
a minute.
And everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Are you a dog guy in real life?
I honestly never eat hot dogs. I ate a couple a day, celebrating the 4th, right? Yeah. I mean, if we're talking rectally, now that's a different story.
Sure. Of course.
100%. Then I'll take fucking 72.
And that's with everything.
You absorb more of the nutrients that way as well.
Yeah. Yes, yes, you
do. So again, I've mentioned with like Tylenol and Advil, I stuff them just boom.
Yeah.
Like Ambien, so it hits you right, like right away.
Hits you harder.
Yeah. Boom, hits you, you fall over on the floor. D'Anthony, your thoughts here, because we host a sports show.
Look, Joey Chestnut's an American hero.
Yes.
There's no question about that.
Right.
And if anybody has anything to say about that, they can come meet us here at 1510 Castle Street in Wilmington and we'll beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Dogs or no dogs, brother. You can bring your fists. You can bring the onesie twosies and the Jack Johnsons.
Yeah, I would look down my list of personal heroes. Nolan Ryan's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota Meyer's up there.
Sure.
Chesty Puller.
Chesty Puller.
Yeah.
You want to elaborate? I don't know.
He was like, I was in a Marine. I was in the 82nd Airborne. I was infantry. But Chesty Puller is the Marine's Marine.
Okay.
He's like the Audie Murphy of the Marine Corps.
Like, there's even jokes about it. Like, good night, Chesty, wherever you are. There's one of my Marine buddies watching in the back, right? And I see him. I'm looking at him, and he's nodding his head like, yeah, bro.
Can we get Chesty on the show?
He's you know what? He's here right now.
We would need a time machine.
He is on the show.
He's like the Jesus concept. Like, he doesn't die.
What was his war? Like Vietnam? Like
all of them. He's been in every war. He's just
Is
the
it
motivation.
Very Vandenham?
No, we've got people. We've got audience members today. Who do we say your full name?
Tim Davis.
Tim Davis is here on the show today. You were Marine?
Yes.
You know Chesty. Is Chesty a real person?
It is. He was a general in the Marine Corps. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm asking. Okay. All right. Okay. World War II Korea. Okay, cool. So he's no longer with us.
No.
Gotcha.
But he's an heroic figure. For sure. He's like that generation's Mattis or Gene Vandenham. Yeah.
Sure.
Jamie, do you know Chesty?
Because even Jamie, our producer,
every Marine knows
military.
Who.
No, you're military.
He's a Marine.
Every Marine knows who Chesty Puller is, and every person in the military probably does, and if they don't, they should. At any rate, Chestnut is right up there with those guys. Hank Aaron, another one of my heroes.
Correct.
Right up there with those guys.
Yeah. I'm going Rosa Parks at one. Joey Chestnut at 2. I'm also going to go Jonathan Lipnicki from...
huge. That's a huge call.
Well, his head is huge.
It was 8 pounds.
Yeah.
It weighed 8 pounds. Jonathan Lipnicki.
He had a big head, right?
Yeah.
Where is he now?
He's still doing stuff.
Doing it. Still cranking that. Yanking that cranking,
brother.
Sure. Is what
he's
that's
still around town.
When I first asked that question, I'm like, that's probably the answer.
Yeah.
Yanking that cranking is probably the answer to that.
Yeah.
Yanking that cranking.
And then Rodney.
Dan and I are going to fight.
Rodney King, obviously.
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah. Oh. No, Rodney King from the riots, RIP. Yeah. He's up there. You know, as far as heroes go,
I would think that your heroes would be people who got away with murder, to be honest, because you want to murder so
OJ,
badly.
Casey Anthony.
OJ, Casey Snoop Dogg, Ray Lewis, Casey Anthony. Yes. Those are always there, and I never have to mention them.
Was that football player?
Because why? They hang behind us.
Yeah.
Right behind you on the stage. I get a signed OJ from
yep.
Signed OJ jersey from him himself.
It's actually
yeah, and if I had to guess, cool. I would say Buzz Aldrin probably killed some people in his day.
Oh, easily. We got Buzz right behind us yeah. right here. Big fan of his.
And Patrick Swayze died of cancer, so that's something.
Yeah. I got the Summer Swayze something. T-shirts. These keep selling out, by the way, on ledbyiron.com if you want to get them. I think there's only about 20 left. We've ordered like fucking 5,000 yeah. of these.
And we might be putting out a Betsy Ross shirt.
Oh, I'd love to.
Maybe.
Oh, I'd love to. On the 4th.
That would be good.
Since we're here on the 4th, let's get to the fake news, shall we? Meghan McCain. Her father was an American hero.
He was.
He was before he passed. Hates The View. An inside source at ABC and separate other close friends of Meg's has had enough of the show being sabotaged by her own co-host. I agree with this one, actually. Do you ever pop in and watch The View?
I don't know. I mean, I watch clips of it on YouTube and shit whenever something actually happens on there that's yeah. not just nonsense. But I'm obviously not the target demo for that.
Strange. I would have thought you would
Who
be.
Who would be?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would have thought you would be. The thing with most of these talk shows, and they've got a lot of them on in the afternoon and yeah. early morning for women.
Yep.
And one of them is called like The Talk, The View, and it's always the something, the tree trunk, the you know whatever it is.
They the
always
round
have
table.
One conservative. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Jada Pinkett, by the way, has been dubbed the next successor to Oprah, which is a big stretch in my opinion.
No.
On the Red Table, is that what it's
I
called?
Wouldn't. Yeah, the Red Table talks on Facebook Watch. I wouldn't say that. No.
Well, they did on Entertainment Tonight.
They say a lot of things.
Yeah.
The That's thing that dumb, though, because there's too much barrier to entry. There's too many other people doing it. When Oprah started Oprah's it, nobody here. Else was doing that shit.
Exactly.
There is no next Oprah because the environment that she Oprah operated
made
in
it.
Doesn't
exactly.
exist.
Exactly. Oprah made it so that
Oprah
you could
is
be.
The Jesus of, yep. of talk television.
Yeah, the thing real. That I find interesting about these shows, they always seem to have one conservative host on.
It's one token conservative.
Yes.
Correct.
And usually it's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Well, and they bury him. So it was Elizabeth Hasselbeck, I believe, yeah. beforehand.
And she's,
now Meghan McCain. All they do is bury you over and over and over again, yeah. and you're anti-Trump. So, like, I'm not surprised by this news.
No. I mean, what they do is they treat you as a monolith, like how people say, well, this whole group of people thinks this way.
Yes.
And they just assign every dumb, yeah. like, straw man theory they have about conservatives to this person. Like, why do your people think this? Like, I don't fucking think that. Why would I even have an answer yeah. to that?
Do right. we like you know what I mean? Meghan McCain? I don't really.
She's fine, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel what they do is they get somebody that's going to purposely get riled up.
Yes.
And what they do is they're like, poke, 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 and yeah. they sense blood, and they all attack. And right when they're just heated and look like a psychopath, they cut to a commercial or they change the subject.
So everything that they've been showing on yeah. like Entertainment Tonight is like the clips of her going crazy, and the headline mm-hmm. is McCain can't handle The View. She's going crazy. Yeah. She's raging out on everyone.
They used
producers.
To do it to Star Jones too.
Like, correct. Yeah.
Saying that she when was. She,
no, Star Jones
yeah,
was
like a diva or something.
She was super anti-gay for a while.
Right.
If I remember correctly.
So was Joy Reid on MSNBC. And then they hid that. Remember she had yeah. all of her old blog posts yeah. pulled up. And it was everything that I hate gays and all this
yeah,
shit.
That's insane. Yeah.
So anyway, she
didn't get fired.
So McCain, like Meghan would rage out on producers saying that they're kind of setting her up.
Like leading
so
questions
give her,
and all this other bullshit.
Or they'll yeah. like give her fucked up information and then be like, oh, sorry, we need to correct what Meghan said like in the commercial break. So mm-hmm. her raging out right now is because she feels like she's being set up by producers. And by her other co-host, and she probably is, right?
Oh, yeah.
More than likely, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
like,
not a coincidence that she's the only one that gets the misinformation that they have to be like, sorry, Meghan was wrong on that. And they talk to the audience no. in the commercial
like
break.
Like, if Trump went on MSNBC, they're not going to ask him, tell me about what you're doing with the economy. They're going to start off with, hey, here's 4 reasons why we think the economy sucks.
Yes.
Do you want to respond to that?
Yes.
It's like, right. all right, cool, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then on her end, they're actually also feeding her misinformation, apparently.
Yes. So she's like, just getting shit. What they put in front of her.
You know who my favorite The View co-host was?
Whoopi.
No, Abby Whoop. Huntsman.
I don't know John, Abby Huntsman,
It's the guy from the Mormon dude from, God damn it. He's from the Midwest somewhere, but he ran for president. John Huntsman, he was the ambassador to China for a while.
Okay.
Abby, his daughter, is fucking smoking hot.
How is she intelligence-wise?
She's
was she the
very,
conservative
very smart.
One?
Okay.
She's not with the whole like, even back then, she was not with the whole anti-gay thing during the marriage equality fight starting, like, 2008 and moving forward.
Right.
She was on the other side of that issue. But otherwise, I think they're pretty conservative, yeah.
At any rate, by the way, speaking of the LGBTQ XYZ community, I find it interesting that everybody's against Trump now, but that was actually in the Obama administration. They refused to pass gay marriage until, I believe it was his second term.
No, it was here's what happened. So Joe Biden came out in favor of it accidentally, supposedly.
Handsy Joe.
Yeah. He like came out in favor of it. He said the administration is pro-marriage equality. And then Obama was basically forced to come out and say it. Otherwise, he would look like an asshole.
Yeah.
And here's my thoughts on Obama.
Because they've been trying to ignore it.
Yeah, yeah. And here's my thoughts on Obama and Trump regarding this issue. There's so many people that are Christians and other religions who don't believe in homosexuality in this country,
yeah,
that they didn't want to lose voters on either side. Therefore, I think both of those presidents intentionally dodged it. I haven't heard Trump say anything about it either. And until you were forced into it, Obama and them had to pass it, right?
Trump is a social liberal for sure.
He gives a fuck about the stock market.
If he's asked about it, he'll say, I think people should be able to, right?
I would expect so, yeah.
Love whoever they want, but he won't actually pass any.
Both presidents were the same in that opinion, where it was just like, all right,
well, neither one of them passed anything. I mean, there's been some bills passed after the fact, but it was the Supreme Court that decided marriage equality was the law of the land. It wasn't any administration.
And here's my point to this. As a president, you got to push it down to the Supreme Court. That way you didn't have to come out and make a decision.
Yeah, that should have been an executive order. Like, correct. If Obama had been the fucking great left messiah he claimed to be, when they came into power in 2008 with a supermajority in Congress, or in 2009 rather, he would have his first executive order would have been to make marriage equality the law of the land.
And it would have passed immediately.
No, it wouldn't have had to have passed. It would have been an executive order.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With an executive order, it goes in immediately.
Into effect immediately.
Yes. And would take an effect,
shirt,
yeah.
Trump for gays, and I want to start wearing that shirt every single day.
You should.
And I want to go to gay districts and see how they respond.
You went to a pride parade over the weekend because it was Pride Month, and you were all prided out.
Yeah, all of his gay buddies came over, painted him up, and they all had a little time.
Well, yeah, well,
no,
just for pride,
just for pride,
baby.
Pride, brother.
It's not gay if you do it to show your pride and pride, and that you care about other human beings.
Is it
beings,
like that?
Okay?
Like on Cinco de Mayo, we drink tequila, and on the 4th of July, we eat hot dogs. On Pride, are you supposed to fuck dudes?
Yeah, you fuck dudes
all month long. You do it on July 1st. You're a god.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking gay, you know what I mean? Right?
But in all reality, dude, I could give a shit. Like, I remember when I was a little kid, my mom used to tell me things. Like, I was 11 years old, and I was always hanging out at my buddy Chito's house, right? Because I'm Mexican, right?
Jesus. Of course, his name is Chico. Jesus,
His name's Jesus, all right?
Wait, and, Chito is what you call him?
Chito.
Chico.
I don't know why.
Like, Chito.
Yeah.
Is that like little
Chito.
Something?
Oh, Chito, like the orange Cheetos.
It's because he had a tiny penis.
Ah, so, there it is.
Is that Pito?
Pito
penis?
Is like what you.
Paquito is tiny, small.
Shut up.
Pequeño.
No, but if you call someone Pito, is that like little penis? Like a little Pito?
Nah, you'd say Pene. Like Pene is like a penis name. It's like
it's like a pasta.
Yeah. So whenever you're eating penne pasta, you support gay marriage. So if you're conservative, you better stop that shit right fucking now.
You're sucking down your penne.
But when I was a little kid, my mom used to tell me, like, hey, you're always at Chito's house. And you know, sweetie, if you're gay, like, that's fine. I was like, Mom, calm down. We're experimenting. I already told you. Like, but I just never, like, I didn't realize what she was doing to me. She was always telling me stuff like faggot and queer and no, I'm kidding. No, she was always
letting you know that it was okay.
She was like telling me, you know, if you want to wear women's clothing. And I was like, Mom, this is weird. And I didn't realize that at an early age, she almost prepped me to vote yes on gay marriage. No.
Right.
Yeah. No, she was kind of just telling me, like, be you, who gives a fuck.
Yeah,
and that's always stayed with me. So when I get older and people get so angry about gay marriage, I'm like, you're either a homophobe or your parents are homophobes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't like gay marriage? Don't fuck other dudes in the ass and marry them. Super simple, dude.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what I always worry about in the serial killer world with kids. If you keep telling them, like, don't you dare put on those high heels.
Yeah.
Guess who they're going to be murdering when they're older and
itches
putting on their
heels.
Fucking high heels and wearing them around with their skin.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so when Justin got off the plane here in Wilmington and he was wearing his dress, like, you escorted him down because you were wearing white patent leather gloves. Mm-hmm. And you escorted him down into your car, and that was a nice thing. You didn't say anything about his dress.
No, I mean, if somebody had said something, I would have had a problem with that.
Yeah, you would have.
Right.
Yeah, you would have.
I don't like bullies.
No, you don't. Speaking of bullies, next story, Colin Kaepernick bullied Nike into pulling the Betsy Ross shoes on the 4th of July. Who are we? Who are we as a nation, D'Anthony?
Was it really him? Like, yes. Was it really?
It was. And they released a statement about it saying that the original American flag was racist.
Yeah, that's weird.
You shivered.
I heard a different story from Josh Hawley, who's a representative.
Let me hear something else.
He's a congressman.
Okay.
His theory is that the Chinese market doesn't want to see pro-American shit, so they just fucking nixed it.
Because they're the ones that make these shoes.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Like, so, and his backup for this, and this is a story that I verified, apparently Nike was going to produce a shoe in the Chinese market that was made by a pro-democracy activist from China, and the Chinese government shut it down.
So where did the Colin Kaepernick statement come into question? Where was that? Because there was quotes on like ABC News and reliable news sources.
Let me ask you this.
Colin Kaepernick.
If you're Nike, would you rather it be Colin Kaepernick, an American activist, making an influence on your company, or the Chinese government? Yeah.
Okay, so great. I'll accept that. So let's say you accept that is what happened.
Yeah.
There's got to be some financial gain then for Kaepernick to take this much heat on a global stage.
All press is good press when you're an insurgent.
It is, but financially, Nike's got to give a little kickback for this then, right?
If they're making that money in the Chinese market, yeah, they sure as fuck are.
Yeah. So if you're going to use him as the scapegoat, there had to have been a call from someone at Nike to Kaepernick saying, hey, man, we're going to throw you an extra $10 million, play ball, shut the fuck up. Because right now Twitter is silent. Usually it is not.
No.
So...
No. And here's the other part of that. This whole scene to me, and now discovering these new facts about how the Chinese government and their market over there is involved, makes the way that the left is handling this so much dumber. Like the hypocrisy and nonsense that's coming from the left on this. Julian Castro basically compared the Betsy Ross flag to the Confederate flag.
Yesterday. Oof. That's a tough comparison.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? That's not even... You're talking like...
Well, they're talking to their base, though. Their base wants to hear that.
That's not their base. 45% of the country doesn't believe this shit.
Okay.
Most of the country sees this and they just like, oh, God, they just roll their eyes.
You'd hope. But
you fucking hope.
I know. I have plenty of friends that are on the left and nobody gives a fuck about this bullshit except for the far left.
Well, if you're friends with them, then they're not fucking crazies, right?
Well, not unless I'm dating them.
Except for this
one. Yeah.
My friends are
unless
all
they've
crazy.
Got huge fake tits and they're 5'8", and no.
In which case.
If not, congratulations.
Yeah, you need to date someone that's 5'5", Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
And Beto is whining that it's the flag, that flag has been co-opted by white nationalists. What if white nationalists all of a sudden decided to use this fucking flag? Like all of a sudden they're like, the American flag is a symbol for white nationalism. Well, what, we can't fucking use this anymore? Fuck you, Beto. Jesus Christ, dude, shut the fuck up.
I don't think anyone's listening to him anymore, are
well,
they?
Well, they are, and I'll tell you why. After he got his ass handed to him in the last debate, this is our next news story, they said that he's actually going to campaign in Mexico.
Yeah, I saw that.
Thoughts on that? This is the first time I can remember an American presidential hopeful going down to another country to do a campaign speech for what? For the people that are... going to enter the country illegally by next year and then vote for
him? That's got to be a plan for the future, right?
Publicity, right?
Publicity. Yeah.
Like his name's Beto. He's making trips to Mexico.
Yeah, he's like talking to the people.
Well,
yeah,
he is super Mexican, so.
Yeah, well, his nanny was.
Oh.
Hi-o.
Breaking news.
I'm getting...
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, you're getting breaking news.
He identifies as Mexican.
Yes, he does. He's not Mexican.
Not Mexican.
No, not Mexican.
If he identifies as Mexican, he has to be Mexican.
Let me ask you this.
Well, then let's bring Dozell back then.
Yeah, let's bring Rachel Dozell back.
Dozell's good now, right? As long as we can identify as whoever we want.
Yeah, why not? Justin, thoughts on his Spanish? Because he spoke Spanish during the debate. This is the first time we've had a Mexican on the show who speaks Spanish.
Everybody was speaking Spanish.
Everyone.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And none of it was
good. Was any of it good? Because we don't know.
It was very like small talk. And what they did it is, if you notice, they didn't say it loud and proud. They mumbled it to the one person that they're, and they were like, kind of like, like, you know, they're
winky,
trying to
winky.
Yeah. By the way, Carlos, here's a little Spanish.
They'd be like, what's your views? And then they like whisper, like, this is what we do. We relate with people that speak Spanish on like a personal level, very personal, not like, yeah, back, yes, of course. And it was like, I was watching the debate with, with my friend that she's on the left, right? And we were watching it, and she's looking at it, and she's like, dude.
Now, is this the bruiser that you're banging?
No. They're all the bruisers that I'm banging, okay. First of all. So this was one of them. Never confuse that ever again.
Okay.
No. Was this one of them?
If that's one of your big rigs.
Okay, go ahead.
No. But she was watching it, and she's on the left, and she started laughing. She's like, dude, like, what are they doing?
It was pathetic.
Yeah. I think everyone thought it was dumb, right?
That describes it best. It's pathetic.
It's pathetic. Like, it's pandering. It's pathetic. Up. It's like we all shit, see dude. What you're doing.
I've mentioned in the past that I voted for Gary Johnson. Like this, them doing that makes me want to vote for Trump just to build a wall to keep all those assholes out.
Yep.
No, I'm kidding. You wanna speak fake Spanish, bitch?
Yeah.
Build the wall, man.
We should build a separate wall then for everyone who
Trump
speaks,
for gays.
Yes. Yeah. Fake Spanish.
Let's start a nonprofit that just builds walls around people that we don't like.
Yeah. Well, that's like there's going to be a lot of fucking wall. People with walls around.
Well, we've
house.
Got lots of bricks, so.
Yeah, we do.
And
we
mud
do.
Mud's basically free.
So, very true.
Just saying.
It's always free. Next up, I want to get into the LA Marathon cheater.
Oh, this is hilarious.
This was one of the greatest stories that I had heard this week.
It's been a long week for us.
Victimless victimless crime.
This made it. I mean, it is and it isn't, right?
No, it isn't. It is, but yeah.
I don't know what this guy's specialty is, but when we were in LA doing Jared's birthday party and then doing all these,
we
interviews.
Did a live show in Los Angeles, correct? And I actually drove through that marathon the next morning. It was a mess. Yeah.
So the LA Marathon happened, and this 70-ish year old guy, Frank Meza, he's a doctor in LA.
A doctor of what? Did you ever find out of what?
No, look that up, Frank Meza.
I think it's
pussies.
Rectal.
He's a pussy doctor. Hell yeah.
Which one is it, brother?
Yeah.
It's either choose one.
Do you hate Mexicans or do you love the Jews?
Like, I have no idea where that came from, by the way.
If
we get Rudy out here, we need to do some kind of skit with the two of them.
They would just end up Rudy Reyes.
Yeah. But like a mini.
Get a live feed of me and him both banging this thing, dude.
I think
like it's not that, gay if no, we're both. Would,
no, and it's not gay if it's Rudy.
Recon sniper. And he would do it.
Rudy transcends.
He would do it.
Banging Rudy is like banging just a Ken doll. Like there's no gender assigned to him. He's just
yeah,
Rudy.
It's all.
Like if anything, I'd get more pussy out of banging him somehow. They'd be like, you fucked a dude. I'd be like, I fucked Rudy Reyes. I'd be like, oh my God, can I taste his cock? Have you washed it yet? I'll be like, no, I haven't.
I never wash my cock.
Also get tested.
Yeah. I don't wash my legs.
Yeah. So anyways, this guy left the course and then came back onto the course in a different position.
70 years old, and he was trying to cheat in order to set the record for his own age group.
He did. Well, not really.
He didn't.
How did they catch him, Dan?
Surveillance footage.
Of him rolling back in through the bushes.
His time,
no way.
His time. No, I don't know. I haven't seen it. They haven't released it yet.
But somehow it shows him coming in the course.
They said it is very obvious that he left the course and then re-entered at a different location. And the thing that arose their suspicion was how fast he did it. He's 70-something years old, and he ran a marathon in 2 hours, 53 minutes.
Whoa, boy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. For
right,
any,
he should have
like
maybe added a couple
that's
like
faster
minutes.
Than anybody in this room at our peak condition in life would have run that marathon. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Unless you're,
what
like,
is the record for like the LA
for
mayor?
Normal people?
Oh, yeah, no. Actually, the record
it's
is
around
is,
2 minutes.
It's just under 2 hours. Not
just
2 minutes.
Or 2 hours. What the fuck?
2 minutes would be very
good.
Two
big steps. And yeah.
If there's, 2 hours is about
if there's
the
one thing that I learned in the Marine Corps, right, especially in sniper school, is if you are not cheating, you are not trying. However, don't get caught. Because what happens when you get caught in real life? You fucking die.
Yeah.
Right? So,
okay.
I mean, to be honest, this guy either A, would have made a great Marine, or B, he's just doing what he's got to do.
Right.
I'm not saying the cheat, but
it's a marathon, though. Like, what are you getting? You don't win anything. You know, you get
pride. You get your name in the paper.
Yeah.
You get your name in the paper.
Get your
name
in the fucking paper.
I have a brief marathon story where one of my best friends from college was trying to qualify for Boston. So you have to do those races. What is it? New York, Chicago, or
There's other little races around the U.S. that will qualify, and they will say that they're qualifiers. So you have to run one of those in
under
order to
4 hours.
In order to get into any Chicago, sorry, Boston, New York, whatever.
So he was training for this thing because he was a runner in high school, kind of casually in college, and he was training for this thing. And he was like, "Man, I haven't trained this hard in my life, you know, since I was in high school, whatever." Well, he used to carb up and eat a bunch of pasta before. And he was eating low-carb diet before that.
Penne pasta.
Yeah.
Sucking down the penne.
You bet he was. Yeah. He gets on the course, right? halfway through the marathon, he's got to take a shit because he's not used to this many carbs in his system, right?
That's fairly normal, but yeah.
Fairly normal, yes. Right?
He didn't eat 71.
He goes, but he is. It is really coming out, right? And he's like, dude, I'm stuck in the bathroom for between 18 and 20 minutes is what he said. And therefore, look, if you're trying to qualify in under 4 hours, 18 minutes off your pace
really,
really eats into your time.
Sure.
So when he got out of the toilet, the marathon, all the people had passed at this point. So they were set up for the other side. And he tried to catch back up, cut through the woods and all the other thing. Got to qualify, cut about 4 or 5 miles off of his thing. No one noticed. There was no cameras. He qualified for Boston. The only reason he got to run in the Boston Marathon is because he had to take an 18-minute shit that prevented him, and he never told anybody.
Yeah, you're not cheating. You're not trying, dog.
Right. In today's society, with a 70-year-old doctor, there's too many cameras, man. You can't get away with shit like this anymore. So for the doctor who tried to do it,
the world record is 2 hours, 1 minute, 39 seconds, by the way.
Yeah.
So he did 52 minutes worse than the world record at 70 years old. I'm sorry. Maybe somebody can do that. I don't know what the world record for that age group is. Actually, let me look that up.
It can't be 251. I can tell you that.
Yeah, for that age group, he really could have gone a little bit more than that and probably cheated and still got away with it. But it's because he went so far the other direction.
There's no way you're breaking 3 hours as a 7-year-old.
It's like the Menendez, right?
Yeah.
Like they could have gotten away with it, right, Dan? Except for they just started.
No, so the Menendez brothers, I watched some stuff and then I read for about 4 hours the other night about them just because I was super big.
Sure.
And apparently they weren't even suspects until they went out and started spending all the money.
Yeah.
That is correct, a classic dumb criminal move.
Yeah.
Right, you go rob a bank. This guy, you're going to actually make it so that... Do you know what I'm saying?
If you want to hide in plain sight, breaking world records is not the way to do
it. Not the way to do it. Of even someone that is 20 years your junior.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And what I like about this is, according to LA Marathon officials, he left the course and then re-entered at another place. Exactly what happened to my buddy. But now, in today's society, with camera phones and surveillance, you can't do that shit anymore. But at 70, he probably didn't know. He thought he got away with it, right?
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of it
this
like
is
that.
Pretty interesting, though. So apparently, in 2014, he ran the California International, and it was 2 hours, 52 minutes, 33 seconds.
Now we got to pull that footage.
Then he got banned from the event after that. Then his
And
it doesn't say why. And then... yeah, and then he ran this last one and was like, eh. So he ran the LA Marathon in 2015 as well, and he had a time of right around the same.
Yeah.
And it's just like, come on, bro.
Well, it's either he's cheating the same every time, or he's just a fucking badass,
or
and we're just hating on him.
It's like Charlie Murphy says, he's a habitual line stepper.
Well,
and that's what it sounds like to
here's
me.
Here's the thing. So he says he's going to run again next year with an observer from the LA Marathon.
I think that observer needs to be D'Anthony Holloway, brother, from a fucking long-range rifle. Is that what you call it in the biz?
To kill him?
Long-range
rifle? You're a sniper. What do you call that?
Long gun.
Yeah, you call it a long gun.
There you go. With a long gun looking through that scope.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah. Justin's so, like,
where's your long gun at?
Oh. It's very simple.
Yeah. You remind me of a young Bradley Cooper.
Yeah?
Nah,
I'm fucking way hotter, first of all. So let's not ever fuck that up again, brother.
Brother.
Yeah. Speaking about hotter in here, it's getting hot in our sponsors section. We got some sponsors who put this whole shit wagon on the air. Justin's D Clothing. We got ghostbed.com/drinking bros.
I want to say something real quick.
Go ahead,
he slept
bro.
On a ghost bed for the first time in his life last night.
Legit, dude. Okay. Not saying this just because they're the sponsor.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I work in marketing. I get it. But I will say, anybody that knows me, and if you've ever kept up with like my social media, I sleep on my floor. The only time I sleep on my bed is if I have a girl over. Right? And people always say, why? I just love sleeping on the floor. It feels so good. Right? And last night, I'm staying here, right, for the week.
Yeah.
And I slept.
At my house? Yeah.
Bro, I slept on that bed. And first thing I told him this morning, right, is I woke up. I was like, dude, like, that's actually legit. That was fucking awesome sleep.
Yeah, I pulled my dick out of his mouth, and the first thing he said.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That ghost bed was awesome. Yeah. And he's like, shut up, bitch. I don't know what's up with this. Or whatever,
well, the thing that I like.
Watch a lot of porn. Watch a lot of porn.
You got to get it out of your nostrils.
Yeah.
The thing I like about ghostbed.com/drinking bros is this. On there, if you go there, all the reviews are from actual listeners.
It's mostly from Drinker Bros.
Oh, well, no, because we have our own URL now, so that way Ghostbed set this up so they knew that we weren't lying, and the people who listen to the show would be like, because you know the listeners of our show are assholes.
Yes.
They hate a product. They'll tell you first and foremost.
Yeah.
All the reviews are from them. Also, 80% of our listeners are military and first responder. If you go to the page at the bottom, 15% off to anybody who's military or first responder on ghostbed.com /drinkingbros forever. If you're a regular human like myself and Jabes, they got amazing 4th of July deals. Also, 36 months, no interest, pay-as-you-go program. No one is offering that on the internet. I don't even trust anybody to do anything for 36 months.
Dude, other beds?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, actually. Other beds? Other beds?
Yep.
Ghost bed.
Yeah.
Ghost bed is super tight butthole.
Yep.
Yeah.
Super tight butthole. Subscribe to the YouTube show to see what he's talking about.
Dan.
Yeah. And for a new mattress, go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Pillows, mattresses, adjustable bases. They are the jam and our chief sponsor for the next year. Next up, this is D'Anthony's favorite. This is why his face has got a little pink in it today. Roman ED.
It is, yeah. I've got a lot of blood rushing to various parts of my body right now.
You popped down a couple boner pills for the 4th, didn't you, man?
I do every day, actually. Yeah, he's touching.
Ah, look at that.
He definitely ate a boner pill as well.
Rock hard. Rock hard,
Tom
brother.
Tom Brady. Yeah. Come on, Brady.
Brady, yeah. you rock hard, Brady. You rock hard. Is it GetRoman?
What?
Yeah.
.com/drinkingbros.
Correct, yeah.
Yes. GetRoman.com/drinkingbros is where you can get your discreet boner pills. When we ordered the package, the kids didn't know what it was, did they?
No, they played with it for hours.
Yeah. They played in the box that it came in.
Yeah. Goddamn right they did. Like jumping
shaking
them all
it around.
Over, and we were like, oh, how cute. It's
so
like
if you need to distract
bump.
Your children while you're making
give
new
them
children.
Pills. Yeah. Also, my kid ate one the other day, and he didn't die. So
yeah,
totally fine.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, "You're young,
right?
You deserve that boners all the time."
And you kept saying in a Stallone voice, "You got a beautiful boner.
You got a big boner." And he was like, "Dad, this is weird. I'm 11."
Right.
Yeah.
But like, I don't have any kids for all you fucking people
no,
out there.
He does, and he's like, yeah, it's 11 inches. Yeah. It's 11 inches. You're 11. You're 11 inches.
1 inch for every year of your life.
Just like you did. You're 11 inches.
It's like my ex-girl told me to give her the whole 10 inches, so I stuck it in 5 times.
Yeah. That's 2 inches apiece for those of you who can't count.
That's what
home.
Happens when you take these boner pills.
Yeah. So go to GetRoman.com/drinkingbros. Get your boner pills today. Discreet. Polite, no one knows about them, and your wife and or girlfriend / mistress will be proud of you for doing it. Last but not least, Anthony, we got boxofawesome.com. Why don't you tell us about it?
Box of Awesome is it's a box, and it's awesome. Every month, you get some new manly fucking shit.
Man.
Every single month.
Can we give Dan some cocaine? We got to get him up on 11 today, brother.
Yeah. For example, what do you get in a box?
So I don't know what those words you said were, but
Spanish.
I've received a cast iron skillet.
Yes,
sure.
I received a whiskey decanter.
Yep.
You got the travel kit and something, a messenger bag. Or a
I think it's because I travel so much. So you take a 5 question quiz, and then they send you shit depending upon who you are. And I'm gonna be honest, it's fucking dead on every month.
It is, yeah.
And I love them. It's $45 a box. I was wrong last episode. I said 50. No, it's 45. Boxofawesome.com, use the promo code Drinking Bros. That gives you 20% off a box. And then you can skip it. You can keep it going. For me, I've just kept the goddamn boxes going because I like this shit.
Yeah,
you got a whiskey decanter that was dope as fuck.
Whiskey decanter is dope, yeah. It's really nice. So you basically just go on, you get an email. It's like, hey, it's time to check your fucking whatever this month. And if you want to skip, you don't.
Yeah.
Can gals do it too?
Yeah. Well, you can. And I would recommend for anybody single out there, if you're a single lady, who's looking to put a ring on it, get this box and then just keep it at the front door for your one night stands.
If you're
on the way out the door, give them a box and tell them to
fuck off. If you're a married gal, make sure you get your husband's permission first before you buy this product.
Yeah.
Because you should always do that.
Yeah, you don't want to make them.
We actually,
you. You
I got to tell
make
you,
them do it.
We took Jesse's driver's license away from her.
Yeah,
we caught her
to.
Driving. I was like, this is for identification purposes
only. Yep. Yeah. Can't be driving, can't be voting. We don't care about the suffrage
they
acts on
my,
this
like,
show.
My voter registration too and just like
ripped
it up in
half.
Front of me.
Yep. I saw her socks.
Yeah.
Emptied out all the sock drawers.
And
so you're barefoot in that kitchen.
I think I saw a picture of you at the pyramids, right? And I was like, that's an odd looking kitchen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You should probably go back. That doesn't look like a stove. Yeah. I'm hungry.
That was good, Justin.
Our stove doesn't work here.
That's
another reason we were.
You know what's funny? Is my mom. My mom listens to all these episodes. Her blood is gonna boil when she hears any of that. So.
What you just said.
Yeah.
Everyone said.
Yeah, we're super serious about women not voting for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This is not a comedy show.
Biggest fan.
Yeah. This is not a comedy show.
This is not fake news. Now, what
do you think you're more pissed about, the driving or the voting?
Oof.
I would say driving.
Yeah.
No, it's the voting because driving, I actually like road rage because it keeps me entertained while I'm driving. I think driving is boring.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's just like the same way I date crazy women. I like fucked up shit that happened on the road to keep my brain
your juice is flowing,
but the long-term ramifications of women having rights is super irritating.
Yeah, and Dan continues to be so.
Yeah, so
I'm like, look, come on.
And
that's my whole argument.
Really need to?
I just repeated them. It's like they're like, well, but where are you going? I'm like, come on.
That is, it's like so crazy that that actually works.
Yeah. Come on.
Because now that I'm like, get so pissed that I'm just like.
You can't say anything.
You get angry, and when you get angry, I win. So it's it.
Exactly.
How did this ad read turn into a misogynist?
Oh, whoops.
Rant?
Okay. Why not?
Boxofawesome.com. If you hate women, don't think they should vote, go to boxofawesome.com. Promo code Drinking Bros, 20% off. If you're a dude in this life, you need it. Yeah, they need it.
Also, getting a box is fucking awesome. Like anytime you get mail, because when you open mail, it's like pay your bills, pay. And I'm like trash. And then it's like, oh, cool. Box of awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I fuck it? Maybe.
You might.
I don't know.
To.
You won't know unless
they
you
haven't
order
sent
it
me something yet that I couldn't use on my dick.
Exactly.
Like I've been cracking myself with that cast iron frying pan.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the morning. When you have like, you don't understand, Jesse. Don't look at me like that. When you have a boner
cracking
that just
yourself?
Don't. Yeah. Yes. When you have a boner that won't go away, you have to discipline it.
Yeah.
Like correct. No boner.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
Right,
you pop
bad
it
boner.
On the fucking nose.
It's no like a boner. Newborn puppy.
Can't you just be nice to it and take care of
no,
it?
No.
Okay, you're talking like a woman again. You need to chill the fuck out.
Why don't you relax?
Know your place, sister.
Yeah.
This whole episode is you guys telling me to shut up.
Yeah.
And I
what
like
do we title
it
this
and
episode?
Like,
like God hates women. Like,
yeah.
No, and I think this would be a good example for those ladies at home that are piping up and talking.
Don't make me beat you. Don't make me do
don't
it.
Don't make
right
me do this.
I do this because I love you.
Right.
By the way, D'Anthony, I used to put a shot collar on my boner to get it to go down. Yeah. So
I put a saddle
weird
on
flex
before.
Yeah, you have.
It was like a mini saddle from
like one of those like little horses.
Yes. Yeah, for a Shetland pony.
Yeah,
you used to put a Shetland pony.
And I would
the
show
real
up
tiny ones, right?
Those yeah little.
It wasn't that tiny.
Okay,
okay?
No, I'm just
I don't know
sorry
what you've
like
heard, but it wasn't that tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what you've heard or seen.
Just like in the model, like for the model trains and stuff, where the horses are just
yeah,
I mean,
except
they
for
are
it's
that
the size of a Coke bottle.
Your penis?
No, the saddle.
The saddle, Jesse. Oh, no one talks about a penis like that.
No.
Also, who says penis? You know who says penis? Women.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys say cock and dick and my fucking mother, but no guy's like, you like that fucking penis? Right?
I would rather.
So I've got this
I like
bet
the technical
with
term
him. I think we talked about it when we were live the other day, where he can't get a girl to say, give me that wiener. When,
yes.
When they're in mid-coitus.
Motherfucker, give me 3 days.
Three days. Wiener. No, you can't. It's got to be something like. Because I know you know some girls now that would be in on the joke. Fuck that. It's got to be.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I think you find some strange
it's
here in Wilmington.
Yes.
Yeah. You can do it with a woman that you met that night.
Yep.
Then I will give you $100 right there on the spot.
I should just be like, I'll give you $50.
And you need
dude,
to
I should get a hooker
phone
for $50.
How many
she
pesos
me
is that in your country? I'm kidding.
You need to have your phone on voice recorder next to you.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to hear the other
video.
Shit. You don't
want
to hear the other
count.
It's got to be video,
video
or
it
counts.
Doesn't count.
It's got to be
yeah
video.
Yeah, we got to see her saying it.
Because
a lot
if
of
I don't
deep
see
fakes
her face, I would just assume it was one of his friends saying it.
Yeah.
Because I would do that for a friend.
Yeah.
I've faked numbers of things for friends. We
goddamn
faked,
right.
I faked orgasms for friends.
Yeah.
Faked a what?
No, I'm kidding.
What did we fake together, Dan?
You and I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tell her what we faked. Yeah. You remember that night. Wichita, Kansas, brother. I put my dick inside the Subway sandwich, and you were like, no, I promise.
Ross and I were
I'm just eating a turkey 6-inch.
Ross and I were in a hotel. I can't remember if it was Philadelphia or New Orleans.
That's right.
But we were, it was a late reservation, so we were staying in the same room. The lady is like knocking on the door aggressively, like, and we're like, nah, we're good. We're good. And then it opens a little bit. You know, there, you go through.
Yeah.
Like there's a graduation of force. So then she opens the door and the chain thing is locked or whatever the fuck. And there's that part. And she's like, oh, housekeeping. We're still like, no, get the fuck out of here. And she like knocks that thing off and opens the door. And Ross is like, fuck it. So Ross gets up on all fours and pulls his pants completely off.
Sure.
So he it's bare ass and balls facing the door.
Correct. Wow. Buck naked. I go into the corner, Michael Jackson victim style. Where I'm facing in the corner of the bed, stays in the door, and I spread my cheeks.
And you just start like screaming.
Yeah, and I start screaming at the top of my lungs, go, don't come in, don't come in, don't come in, don't come in.
Dan, what are you doing this whole
He's
time?
He's dying laughing. Just laughing. Scream out of this maid's mouth. She's like, ay, Dios mio, ay, Dios mio, ay, Dios mio. Dead serious. And she ran out of the room. Yeah,
it was horrifying. Man.
But she threw a towel in as if like it looked like I was wet.
Right.
Yeah. Like I needed to wipe
that's
off.
That's a decent exposure.
Yeah.
No, we were inside the room. She's the one that came inside.
Oh, yeah.
Inside. We could do whatever we want to inside
She was in the wrong,
walls.
Yeah.
Ay, Dios mio.
What a woman.
Yeah.
Residence at that point.
Yeah.
We have squatters' rights at that hotel for sure.
We sure do. Well, and we'll be back there for the Army Navy game. So hopefully we
and
get the same.
And when was that,
woman.
You guys? That you were just living it up.
It was
Army
Navy
game.
Definitely
before
you got married. It was when you were 9 months pregnant with your second child.
Yes.
Oh yes. Yes. I remember.
Or
the and how much fun you guys had,
was
huh?
Newborn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was there for the birth. I circled my own child. I'm an amazing human being.
This is why every time I see your children, I present myself as a fatherly figure because I know they haven't actually met one yet.
Because they don't know which one.
Because they don't know which one of us.
Yeah,
is
yeah, yeah.
They
yeah,
call
yeah,
you
yeah,
Grandpa yeah. Dan for a reason, and you know you're more like a grandfather figure to them.
Right.
Speaking of grandfather figures, Russia is back in the news. Yeah. I feel like they're the grandfather of continents. For us, is that a continent or a full just nation?
Russia is part of Eurasia.
You betcha it is. Russia backs out of the nuclear treaty, and they got a sub that crashed, killed all 14 on board. The reason why this is a big deal, a lot of people are saying it's the sub that is used to cut internet cables underwater. True or false?
They've been doing that on our East Coast for a long time, yeah.
And why can't we stop this?
Well, I mean, can and will stop it. You know what I mean? Like, is it worth starting a war over something like that, or do we try to collect intelligence because we know we can just fix that? Do you let something happen that doesn't really affect anything and collect intelligence on how they operate and what equipment they're using and all this other bullshit? I don't know. I don't work in the, I'm not in the Navy, so I don't know.
But you still have clearance, right?
Clearance doesn't entitle you to enter
information. You fuck dudes.
Yeah.
Pretty much in the Navy.
Exactly.
When you think it's like there's some computer chip in my head with the internet attached to it, where like, oh, you've got a security clearance? Tell me these old things. That's not how it works.
I figured it works like healthcare.gov, where you go in, you put your username in, and then a password, and then you get all the cool shit.
But
you don't get anything.
Healthcare.gov did not work, Ross.
It's still going on today. So
it does now.
There's no website where you clack in. And then you get all the cool shit.
If that ends up working out, I'm purposely going to contract AIDS and give it to as many people possible just to prove to the government that healthcare.gov does not work.
Okay. I like all of that.
That's just a weird plan. But you do get HGH when you get AIDS. That's part of the cocktail.
Mm.
So
that's why Charlie Sheen is so ripped.
Now here we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesse's looking for a tapeworm. I've been looking for AIDS for years. You know,
it doesn't
I got you, brother.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
like
it.
Like some kind of flu for a couple weeks.
Hard
know?
Flu.
Hardcore.
Yeah. What about smallpox?
Whatever's going to just
I've got
you
these
get
blankets.
Gaunt.
Yeah. We're going to Haiti. We're taking a second honeymoon to Haiti pretty soon.
You and I?
No, me and Jesse.
Oh. Nah, we're going to stop in Flagstaff first at our timeshare.
Yeah.
And then we're going to...
We got a timeshare with about a Mexican family of 18.
Whoa,
so we get old. That... We get that...
half a day on August...
19th? Gosh, yes, every 4 years.
We share with so many people, but it's just
so
a half a day.
So many people on it, yeah. That we
get,
share.
And then we can kind of just come in there, hang out,
breeze
and then we
got
to leave. Yeah.
Did you say 18 people that are Mexican?
Correct.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
They are Mexican.
Yeah, yeah, they really are. Justin, thoughts on this? Is Russia trying to fucking run nuclear subs and hack our shit?
I feel like we've just had such a history for so long that even in 100 years, we're going to be at bay with each other. Like, it's always going to be something, dude. It's kind of like we're both bitter about the Cold War kind of deal. And it's just, it never really officially
Who
ended.
Cares about that? You care about the Cold War?
I don't care, but I feel
the
like they
do. The only
thing
that I care about is that fucking Apollo Creed got killed by Dolph Lundgren.
Yes.
That's R.I.P. That's what I'm upset about. I don't give a fuck about any of this foreign policy shit. I mean, I'm glad that Rocky got him back, but Rocky should have killed him. That would have been justice.
Yeah.
I'm super upset that Apollo Creed is dead.
Same. And it's on 4th of July.
That's probably why the real issue
is being buried.
They're doing
like this.
This whole fucking nuclear bullshit is all to cover up. Like, look, people were talking about Apollo too much, man. Those two new movies have come out. Yeah. Now people are talking about Apollo. We've got to turn him back to
My
this
whole
Russia
life is
thing.
A lie, dude.
Yeah. Fucking, everything is a lie.
Dude.
It really is. It's the 4th of July. Chestnut was on the
Dan
big stage.
Is really dumb.
It really is. And this is a perfect segue into the New Zealand town where the residents were told not to flush their toilets.
Yes.
They've been ordered not to flush their toilets until a leak that has so far seen 800,000 liters of wastewater dump into a lake is fixed.
Yep.
My thing is this. If you're doing the Chestnut Challenge, right, the hot dog thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't flush your toilet, what does Joey Chestnut's hotel toilet look like tonight?
Yeah. He's walking around. You know those fisherman vests?
Yeah.
For fly fishing?
Yep.
And he's walking around. He's got like a turd in each pocket, I guess. Cause,
oh, God.
I mean, you've got a poop. And you can't just throw it in the water, so what the fuck are you going to do? These are my questions. Are there Kiwis out there walking around with individual turds in their pockets?
A turd in each pocket is what you just said.
Kiwis?
Oof.
A turd for all
the
of
New
us.
The New Zealander.
Yeah.
No,
it's
a turd
one
for
town
all of
in
us.
New Zealand. There's 25,000 people that live there. Can you imagine? Like, what do you tell 25,000 people? You can't shit. Like, you're not telling them not to shit, but you're telling you can't flush it. So what's the option? Do you shit in your yard?
They should burn it.
Do you walk? Burn it. Here's what I would do. I would walk over to the lake in question and shit right in the lake. Look, if you're going to try to stop my freedom for some bullshit lake, I'm going to shit in the lake. And that's how I handle all of my problems.
I like that a lot, actually.
With shit.
Yeah. Take a shit in the lake.
By
out,
shitting
out
right on top of it.
I didn't
whatever it is.
I didn't like that the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was being used to decide who had home field advantage in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Started shitting at Major League Stadiums all over the country.
Yeah, you did.
And look, now it's not the case.
Congratulations,
solved.
One for one.
Justin, where's the weirdest place you've taken a shit when you couldn't?
You want to know what's fucking funny? As I was just thinking about those instances, and I was like, how do I tell a story about how I shit somewhere?
Of course
I shit
you
in
were.
Two places that were fucking... Actually, three places that
was
were
was it
weird.
Inside of another human being?
Okay. I'll give you two short and one quick.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I nutted.
Yeah.
Joke's on you. You're pregnant. And you have AIDS now, so... Not my problem. Hashtag not my president. Anyway, hashtag me too, please. All right. So the
What's
three.
Happening?
So when I was in the Marine Corps, they were teaching us how to track humans, and they wanted to see how a human turd kind of depreciates over time, right, or degenerates over time. And so what they did was they were like, we need one person to shit here on the ground, and we observe it, and we take notes every day, so we can know when day 2, 3, 4, and 7 is, right? So we can know how long ago somebody was here. So they're like, we need a volunteer. Fucking easy. And they called me Meatloaf. They're like, Meatloaf, shit right here. So I fucking shit in the bag. I purposely like ate a bunch of food and didn't shit for like a day and a half. Shit in this giant bag, right? And I fucking left it on the floor and everyone was laughing. And what's funny is the whole project like flopped. Like nobody took notes. All everybody did was make fun
was
of me for
laughing.
Shitting on the ground. And then like a couple days later, they're like, Governor, clean your fucking shit up. It's fucking rotting. And I was like, you guys told me to do this. I don't even know if they were serious or not, but that's the Marine Corps, right? Let's push forward. Second story, right? In the Marine Corps, this dude was always fucking with us. And I feel like this is this is crazy. I don't want to say his name again.
Don't.
But I won't. But what we used to do is we always play tricks on each other. And this is fucked up. Know that I am 33 years old now and these days are over. And if people judge me listening to this, cool. I get it, right? But don't act like you've never done anything fucked up when you were younger. So
fair.
I'm going to push forward with this. So we met these girls on the beach and they were all complete fucking bitches and me and my friends. And we were like, just got back from the war, blah, blah, blah. Mind you, you're in a different state of mind. And these chicks were being bitch. They were being so mean to us in California, right? So what we did was we were all like, hey, I've got a great idea. Let's all take shots, right? But in one of the shots, one of us pisses halfway and then you put liquor halfway. This is what Marines do. Like, thank you for your service. That's really what Marines do. It's fucked up. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So we piss in it. And we're sitting there and we're like squeezing the laughter in, right? And we go and we're like, hey guys, let's take shots. And one of my buddies took a long walk on the beach with her, came back, and they gave her the shot glass and she's about to take it. And we're all waiting. And she turns to my other Marine brethren, if we will.
Brethren.
Sure. Yeah, brethren. And she gives it to him And we're like, no, no. And we're like, cheers. And he just, boom. And we start screaming of laughter. We start screaming of laughter, right? And we're like, no. Like, all the seagulls are like, like, flew away. And so, whatever. Yeah. There's like an airplane, like, no. And they're like, do you hear like something? Like, bing, like turbulence, fasten your safety belt. So there's fucking aliens out there. No. No. Okay, anyway. So he fucking, later on, he ends up falling down. And when he fell down, somebody's like, hey, blank. Like, I'm not going to say his name. Hey, yeah, blank. Yeah. Not, he drank piss and ate shit. And we're like, And then he tried to fight us all. And we told him what happened and whatever. Well, poor dude, right? Same dude. He would always fuck with all of us, so we would fuck with him. Right. So one day, I broke into his room in the Marine Corps. A lot of crimes being said. These are all fictional stories, by the way. Yeah. FBI. So I fucking...
Statute of limitations.
Yeah, so I jumped into his room, to his apartment, and I don't know why or what powered me to do this, but again, you're fucked up. You're 19, you're a veteran, blah, blah, blah. And so I opened up the curtains to his room, and I start acting like I'm looking for something, right? And then I saw a newspaper in his room. So I pull my pants down, right? And I start acting like I'm reading the paper, and I'm leaning against the wall. I'm acting like it's interesting. And I had all my buddies like watching through the window because they're giant windows, and they're screaming of laughter like, no, no. And I'm like, and I just shit in his room, dude. It's fucked up. And I left. And we're all waiting. We're all, this is the Marine Corps, tons of stories like these, right? And so we end up leaving. And the next morning we had formation because this was on a Sunday. And we're just fucking dying. We're just waiting for him to be like, which one of you motherfuckers broke into my room and shit in it? But he came home so intoxicated that night from Oceanside that when he came like to formation the next day, we're like, hey, brother, how was your weekend? And he's like, it was good, man. What about you? Never mentioned a fucking word. So for sure he woke up and he's like, God damn, there's a big steaming shit in my room. For sure he cleaned it. For sure he thought that it was him.
He thought he did it.
And like the joke's kind of on me because I didn't even get a reaction out of it. Wow. Right?
So how big was the shit? Was it a two-hander? Was it like pulling a trout out of a stream?
Honestly, don't remember, but I shit on his floor. And then the third instance is we were walking downtown San Diego. If you guys know from California, nobody will let you shit. You can't say, hey, excuse me, where's your restroom so I can take a shit?
They're like, get out of here. San Francisco, there's 800 pounds of shit on the ground at any given time.
Yeah, get out of here, fucking hobo, right? That's always what they tell you, right? Get out of here. You look Mexican to me, brother. You're 5'5". Get the fuck. MAGA. It's 2007. 2007, by the way. But dude, so we're walking around and I'm like, guys, I need to take a shit. So we try and go into, I believe it was called Body Shop, and people listening that were in the Marine Corps are going to laugh because they know that strip club. I got fucking strep throat in my throat from making out with a stripper there. Anyway, moving forward.
Sure.
Yeah. So
it's talking about gonorrhea.
Yeah. I believe it's pronounced. Whatever the fuck it was, it's gone now. So ladies, what's up? Justin Governall is my Instagram. So fucking, dude, I end up trying to go to a strip club. I'm like, hey, I need to use the restroom. They're like, $20 cover. And dude, when you're a boot in the military, you don't get paid shit. So I'm like, and the only money you do get, you spend on tattoos and fucking hookers and strippers and theoretically speaking, of course, right? So sure. I try and get in. They're like, $20. I'm like, I'm going to pay it. And all my Marine buddies are like, bro, no, look down the street. There's a Shell. Don't waste money, bro. And because my money's kind of everyone's money. That's just kind of how it works. We all spend our money on the same stupid bullshit. And so I'm like, oh, I've never in my life to this day had to shit so bad. So whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll hold it. Let's make it. And I'm fucking like, what do you call that? A turtle head sticking out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like prairie dogging, whatever the fuck. Like, I don't know what the word is, but there's half a turd coming out of my asshole right now, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
And fucking, and so I'm walking and I'm kind of like, okay, let's get in there. And I go to open the door to this Shell and it's fucking locked. And I panic, dude. I'm like, ugh! And all my friends start laughing and they're like, Governor. And I start running. I turn around. I start running two blocks, like dead sprint to the strip club. And I have to shit so bad. I'm just thinking, I'll give them the 20. It's fucking worth it right now. Because never in my life had I had a shit that bad. So I start running. And I make it to like not even the strip club. There was like an alley, like seriously like 20, 30 feet before. Like I could not fucking hold it. And I just turn around. And what's so funny about all this is all my Marine buddies were telling me, no. And they're all following me laughing. I can hear them laughing, but it definitely wasn't fucking funny because that is shit. And so I just go into this alley and I just undo my pants and I squat and I just, oh God, boom. And I shit all over the floor. And I hear a bunch of Marines laughing. Like they're watching me shit. And I turn and I feel so bad. There's like a hobo's stuff right next to me in his little box. Dude. And all my friends are like laughing, and then a fucking light shows up and they all scatter, and it's a fucking cop just like shining his light everywhere, and I'm like, fuck, right? And so we walk back out and they're cracking up laughing, and they're like, hey, and one of my friends is like, hey, Governor, and he's from NorCal, he's like, hey, Governor, Did you use a sleeve or your underwear or your drawers? I'm sorry. Did you use your underwear or your socks? And I'm like, definitely my underwear. And they all started cracking up. And like, I know it's not even, it's like somewhat of an anticlimactic story, but that is honest to God, the worst I've ever had to shit in my life. And I feel so bad because some poor hobo had all his stuff and he's going to come. He's already homeless. Like, oh, I fucked my life up.
Yeah. No,
God, life sucks. It couldn't get any worse than this. If it gets any worse, I might actually kill myself. And there's just a huge fucking steamer just blah. And he has no clue. I didn't do it intentionally.
No, you probably really started some kind
but
of.
To him, he thought you did.
You probably started some kind of war between the homeless in that area.
Yeah. Oh, for
like
sure.
Like some other homeless doing shit.
Yeah.
He's like, I recognize these turds. Yeah. These are Derek's turds. God damn it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Honor, courage, commitment. That's what Marines do.
I can fucking smell them. Yeah. My worst shit story, I don't know if we talked about it on our show.
Please, I was hoping everyone
would. Yeah, we'll share along.
This is a story that actually, that you two met.
Like
you told her this
not
story.
Not at all. Not
no,
even
I'm not
close.
Talking about.
Wait, is this
the
one
is the story
from
you told her.
Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, you told me that.
I did.
Day one of meeting me.
Yeah, good. And so it's like, me and my best friend, one of my beef fries, Clayne Crawford, we were shooting in Roswell, New Mexico. We got some bad advice that the best Mexican restaurant was inside of a gas station.
No, you got punked.
Yeah. Well, three different people had told us, oh my God, the best Mexican, I know it sounds strange, is in this gas station.
To be fair, in Portland, there's a bunch of like small shops. And the best Mexican food in Portland is in those shops.
So I
can see why you would believe something like that.
Can't do it. It was attached to like a Chevron or whatever it was. So we go in there. Half of the gas station has got tables in it. So we sit down and eat these tacos. We take a passenger van back to the hotel. The hotels in Roswell were so old, it required a key. So you weren't swiping anything.
Like an actual key.
Correct. A skeleton key. Oof. So you weren't swiping back and forth or whatever. We get out of the passenger van. We're in two rooms that are facing each other, and they're outdoors, right? They're outdoors, so you can see each other, right?
As you're getting into the...
We're trying to fit these fucking old school keys into
and
the
aren't
thing.
Aren't you in cutoff shorts?
Cutoff jean shorts.
This is from the shoot.
From the show, yeah.
Dumbass dudes.
Yeah, Barnes Brothers Pockets Out Across America, so the pockets are hanging out of the bottom of our...
So it's like Daisy
jean shorts.
Duke.
Yeah.
And they're in this outfit.
In this outfit, trying to take a shit in our hotel rooms.
Can't get the key.
Can't get the key to work. Mm. Both of us shit our pants at the same time. Turn.
Facing each other.
And we're locked.
Eye contact the whole time.
Eye contact. Yeah. Looking into my best friend's eyes, shitting together, shitting our pants together. Nothing we could do at that point.
Oh, my God.
Did it make us stronger? Yes. Did it make the wardrobe department hate us because they had to go and get new shorts for us?
Yeah.
You betcha. But we left those shitty shorts out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And the next
morning. What do you do when you're on the road?
100%. The next morning, like, we saw a guy that was, you know, those clippers, those big two-hand clippers that was pulling them up, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like garbage pickers.
Grabbers, yeah.
Grabbing these shorts, looking at two pairs of cut-off jean shorts that are acid wash with shit inside of them.
What are the chances you come across one pair of cut-off jean shorts with shit in them?
That's all I kept thinking.
But two in the same parking lot.
Yeah. What is this, a fucking cult?
Like, that's all
he
I kept
won
thinking.
The goddamn lottery.
Heaven's
yeah.
Gate? Yeah.
What if he's that one guy on the roof that whose fetish is jean shorts and diarrhea?
I know. Well, congratulations. He won the lottery that day. The worst shit story, though, of all time was one of my best friends in college shit inside a Subway. Not in the bathroom. But in the Subway. So you
as
know
he's
how
he's ordering his sandwich.
Yeah, as he's ordering his sandwich. You know how the sandwich artists are lower than everybody else?
I'm sorry. Let me start
artists.
Right there.
Yep.
Sandwich
artists yes. Is what they're known as.
And we won't go and back on that.
No.
I'll take it from them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We're all gonna just go with that.
Yeah. They're artists. They're artists.
Just go then.
So the sandwich artist is making the sandwich for my buddy. He's about 2 feet lower than everybody else. He had complained of having to use the restroom beforehand. He asked the guy behind the counter, and we've all been through this. Oh, there's no public restrooms in here. And it's like, motherfucker, then where do you shit, right? Where are you taking a dump?
I don't even think it's legal to not have, like, if you work a certain amount of hours per shift, you have to have some kind of restroom.
It's bullshit and it's crazy,
they
right?
Have one, but yeah.
So he asked him beforehand, was like, hey, man, where's the restroom? He's like, oh, we don't have public restrooms. He's like, all right, great. Continued to order his sandwich, and you move slowly down the line, right? As the sandwich artist is designing your sandwich for you.
Yeah.
Move slowly down the line. He poops. It's a solid round. It's like just a rounders, like a Matt Damon perb.
So many stories now. Sorry.
Oh, just a little rounder. Plopped out, He was wearing bathing suits. We were swimming in a quarry beforehand. Bounced off the back of his calf and then onto the floor. We're the only people in there. Now we got to hustle up our order and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, you
got
to get the fuck out.
Yeah. We get the fuck out of there, pay before anybody else comes in. All I keep imagining is this poor guy who made our sandwich, probably went around the back of the thing and then had to pick out.
Well, there was a whole process.
Yeah.
At first, he smelled something.
Of course.
And he was like, what is this? Some of the food, he would have checked all the food.
Now he's got to wonder who it was. Shit out of the four people that were in there.
Yeah.
And then why you wouldn't say anything.
Well, he would assume, if he's not a retarded person, that it was the guy who was asking for the fucking bathroom.
Maybe.
Told no, right?
But to this day, we don't know. And that was the greatest shit I've ever seen, because you had to keep that hidden inside. Order, pay, because he had to pull his wallet out of the back of his thing. Pay.
Shit pants.
Yes. Shit pants. And then bounce on out of
there. My very first roommate, when I got the 82nd, I'm not going to say his name, but his nickname was Kingfish. He's from Southern California, I think in the Inland Empire region of Southern California.
Why was his nickname Kingfish?
Just because of his name, actually. So
that was his actual
name. No. I wasn't there when this happened, but Derek White and my buddy Billy, I don't think you've met Billy, but he was there with him. So apparently homeboy Kingfish walks into the fucking PX. And he's like, I need to go to the bathroom. And he just had a weird way of talking. He's very gritty. And
very Kingfish.
Yeah, it was this guy's a super character. So he's like, I got to go to the bathroom. He's telling this to one of the PX employees, and they're like, we don't have a fucking, it was like one of the small shopettes. He's like, we don't have a bathroom here. So he had drank 4 bottles of wine that night.
Oof.
By that time.
Carlo Rossi.
He's wearing PT bottoms, so silkies, basically. Like, there's not anything keeping anything in. So he just starts shitting diarrhea in line.
Ugh.
Covers the whole floor.
Gosh,
I love
yikes.
All of this. As he's everything
paying,
that's happening.
Like, not while he's standing in line. He's actually finishing up his transaction and just like unloads. And then he's like, sorry, and walks out. But what do? You can't stay and help clean that up. You got to get the fuck out of there, right?
You can't. You got to get the fuck out of there.
I mean, I feel bad for the people working there, but it's like, look, man, I've got other places to shit.
Yeah, so, you've got your own problems.
I've got 2 or 3 more shits to take tonight. I'm like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Every December 25th, I just fly around the entire earth in my sleigh.
Shit everywhere.
And just shit everywhere. Just shit everywhere. Look, since we're here in Wilmington, North Carolina, this is the end of the fake news. We've got a drinking bro in here. Yep. Sorry about that. Get off the stage. Get the woman off the stage. Come on in. We're going to give you the drinking bro of the week. Come on in. What is this? What's that? Yep. Right after this. We got the drinking bro of the week. Come on in. Come on in, sir. For the audience, state your name.
Tim Davis.
Talking to the microphone.
You got to talk
into
the mic, Tim.
I'm new to this. My name is Tim Davis.
There you go. We're going to put it right there. Tim Davis is live on air with us. Subscribe on YouTube if you want to see Tim Davis. Tim Davis, you're a longtime listener. Came into Wilmington, North Carolina today. You've had some beers with us. You've had some dog with us.
Absolutely.
Who would you like to give the drinking bro of the week to? Who is someone that has inspired you or helped you on your way or your journey?
It might be a little cliche, but my dad.
Into the mic.
My dad. Just always kicked me in the ass when I needed to and pushed me where I need to be. But
what's your dad's name?
Ronald Davis. Sorry.
Ronald Davis. Did he have a nickname?
Boog.
Boog?
Yeah.
Yeah, there Boog. It is.
It
I
is.
Feel like a guy named Ronald probably has a nickname.
Yeah, yeah. You have to, right?
Yeah, and for sure.
Yeah.
Ronnie or...
I wasn't prepared for this.
No worries.
I'm not going to lie.
Look, that's the way it is. We just opened up a media company here in Wilmington, North Carolina. Ross Patterson Revolution Podcast and Drinking Bros Podcast are combined, and we're actually inviting like real drinking bros to come and hang out, party with us for the day. You're more than welcome, and give your live drinking bro of the week on air with us. So it's Ronald Boog Davis. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is he listening to the show? Is he still alive?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
But wait. I did name my son after him, so that's the next thing.
That's
so.
All that you need.
Something interesting about him.
Oh,
right?
God.
First off.
Don't listen to him.
Big
at all.
But you guys are friends, right?
Yeah, we're friends, but... Okay. We ended up talking one day, and it turns out his unit relieved my unit in Haditha, right? And we start talking about all the same roads, and it's kind of badass, A. B, for those of you that know Donnie O'Malley, that was actually his lieutenant.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Donnie O'Malley was your, he actually did something important in the military?
So, yeah, he was our Donnie fifth, was in, so he would call in all the big guns.
Really? Yeah. Donnie?
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Small, yeah, he was an actual small human world, being.
Small Marine Corps.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Right. So was he all crazy in the Marine Corps too?
Yeah, he probably showed his dick just as much. So when he came out with the Silkies hikes and all that, it was
what
no
does his dick look like?
If you
mediocre
watch,
plus 2%.
Okay, that's what I thought.
If you watch out Grunt's Life, he shows his dick, I think, in episode 3.
Not only that, but like Donnie, although by the way, that's how he describes his dick. So like he doesn't oversell it at all. We're going to actually get to topless Stacy with the weather. If you're subscribed on YouTube, you're going to get to see her. If you're just on the audio show, sorry you won't. Topless Stacy, what do we got? You betcha. Thanks, Stacy. We appreciate you being on the show for Justin Governor,
aka puto.
Disgusting. Justin, where can people find you?
Justin Governor on most and all platforms. Instagram is just at Justin Governor, GOVERNALE. And find me in fucking Wilmington for the next couple days.
Hell yeah, man. We've been getting fucked up all day. For D'Anthony yes. Holloway, you're just at Dan Holloway, right? On
correct,
Instagram? Right. Yeah, and it just, or you can search piece of shit. It'll lead you right to his name.
Old man.
I'm Ross Patterson. Who we got?
TD0369.
There it is, 69. You had to end it on there. Happy 4th of July, brothers. Thanks for the fake news, Jesse Wiseman. We appreciate you. We love you, James. Good night, everyone.